and welcome. This is James Maduke speaking with another rant from My Small Business University, the My Small Biz U site. And if you've been online or actually a member of the site for any time now, you'll know that one of the last podcast little rants that I did was on crappy membership sites. And I got an email today, and I needed to rant about it because I think they're barking up the wrong tree. And basically what this internet marketing guru to be is suggesting is that everyone should have multiple membership sites. Everyone should have membership sites, and that these every product should be a membership site. And, you know, of course, if you buy a software, you'll be able to do that. Now, here's the problem with that model. And you know what? I covered this in the JoomlaMembershipSite.com videos. There's actually nine videos before we even get into Joomla, but it's about how to run a membership site, how to set it up, what to look for, all of those important pieces that most people fail to even think about before they get started. But here's, as it relates to hub and spoke marketing, this is really important to listen to. Your theme of your business is your hub site. That is the membership site. The spokes are money spokes. They are places where you sell individual products, not more membership sites. Of course, for your own products, if it's someone else's product, yeah, you can refer someone to someone else's membership site if it's complementary to your theme. See, this whole email that I got was about how what you should do is every product that you do, you should always have a membership site, and don't worry about traffic because the software takes care of affiliate tracking and referrals and all of that stuff, and there's basically no work to do. You just install the software in the niche that you think is important, and of course you're going to be independently wealthy for the rest of your life. Now the truth is that even if you do get someone to sign up because you happen to have a big list, or perhaps you've spent a whole bunch of money on AdWords and you've got some traffic, you may have members for a month. Because inherently, a membership requires value. And if you don't have enough value in your membership site, you're not going to keep your members unless, listen to what I'm saying, unless all of them are making a gazillion dollars referring other people to the same membership site, then they'll stay. So what does it become when you have no content and a membership site? Sounds like MLM or a Ponzi scheme to me. It's not a real business. Now, if you have a theme for your business and you happen to have two or three different themes, yeah, then you should have two or three membership sites, one for each theme and one set of spokes or group of spokes that are complementary to the single theme. It takes work to create a membership site. Don't let anyone try and fool you, even with user-generated content. Throwing a form up is not enough. Having a 60-page document is not enough for a membership site. People are expecting real value and a real community. It doesn't just happen and pop out of the ether. You know, let me just go back and take a look at some of the text here that I was reading from this particular sales page about spending $297 for this. And of course, what they do is create instant lists of happy buyers. You know, built a free membership site. 18 months, I had 20,000 members. Many of them opted for the upsell offer of $7.95 a month. Smaller number, $24.99. So I've got all these different levels and all of these different things. Guess what? The members love the service I provided them. They told their friends and associates. And when they joined, the member made money. So they told more people and made more money. I didn't grow the membership to 20,000. The members did. Oh, you think so, do you? Now, do you think that if you happen to get 20,000 people to sign up for your membership, that in 3 months' time or 6 months' time or 9 months' time, you'd have 20,000 people? No. It's called churn. And really crappy membership sites have high churn rates. Really high churn rates. Actually, almost 100% churn rates when the members realize that they're not earning any money by promoting the site and that there's no value in it. You cannot create value if you don't have any content or access to content. Doesn't have to be your own, but you have to have access to content that's valuable for the people who are members. So don't, if anyone tries to tell you that you should have multiple membership sites, say yes, thank you very much. I appreciate your concern and your interest, and carry on. You don't want multiple membership sites unless you have multiple themes. And if you have multiple themes, you have multiple businesses. Hub and spoke. Theme and niche or niche. And a membership site is not a niche site. Listen to that again. A membership site is not a niche site. A membership site is a theme site that provides a robust and complete solution. Okay? Like, I'm going to go over this and over this and over this again. If you want to go and do treat of the week or course of the week or product of the week businesses, and you want to be doing that every week so that you can earn money that week, don't get into this. Don't bother with hub and spoke marketing. Go and scam people. Go and buy the latest script that's going to do a $7 deal and give 100% commission. That is a completely different business model than actually building a solid, real business that has value. You know, one of the things I was thinking about this morning, and I was asking myself, you know, can you build a business that you would be proud of online? Listen to what I said. Can you build a business that you would be proud of online? See, a lot of people can build a business for a week or two and they'll earn a big chunk of money. Some of them no money, but some of them may earn a big chunk. But is it something they're proud of? And if one of the requirements that you have, one of your core values, one of the things that's important to you is providing value for your customers and value for their money, then yeah, a single membership site is a great component. In fact, it's the hub of your hub and spoke marketing system. So think about these things when you're reading these sales pages about, oh yeah, just have a membership site. All you need is 1,000 members and you're going to have $1 billion every month. No. What solution do I have for my customers? How can I package it up into a membership site and, more importantly, split off the pieces of the solution into these money spokes? And these money spokes, remember what happens in the money spokes. This is all from Hub and Spoke Marketing. The money spokes, what they are is they're your products, your services, other people's products and services, or products and services that you have the rights to that make up the complete solution. So if you're not really clear on this whole membership site thing, certainly check out JoomlaMembershipSite.com. I actually have another site or package program I'm considering. I registered Instant JoomlaMembershipSite.com to have a turnkey offering for people that wanted a Joomla site, which would include hosting and setup and configuration with a member, all of that good stuff. But I think these things through. Small Biz U has everything you need to know about hub and spoke marketing. That's what we're teaching in that program. That's how my business is set up, and that's the program I'm teaching everyone else. If you want to just find out about Joomla and membership sites, absolutely go to JoomlaMembershipSite.com. But think about, how do I look at this in the big picture? Where's the big picture? Don't get stuck focusing on the short-term sales letter that you see, how everything's going to be rosy. You know, some people look at life through rose-colored glasses. That's where that expression comes from. Everything's going to be rosy when you're looking through life with those glasses on. The bottom line is, you are in business. And if you want to be in business, you have to treat your business like a business. And more importantly, treat your customers like real customers. Not like someone you can get some money from for a month because you happen to install the latest script and happen to be able to get access to the latest trick of the week. Think about these things. I think it's important. I know that you think it's important, or else you wouldn't be listening to all of these rants that I put out and the videos that are included in the My Small Biz News site. This is James Madig speaking. I hope you enjoyed this little rant. I want you to expect the best, work hard, think smart, and things will happen for you. I guarantee it. Take care.